some of our listeners may not be familiar with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I was a legislator for 16 years. I grew up in foster care. My father was killed when I was young. Somebody came into his office late one night and killed him, and so ended up in foster care. And my view is that most people grow up with some sort of hardship, but regardless of what kind of hardship you grow up, you deserve the right to a good school, a good job, a good paying wage, and the right to opportunity. And I don't see that happening in the state anymore. No commitment to public education, no commitment to a jobs program, a construction budget that should be putting people to work and that has been slashed by 75%. So people are leaving the state, and I want a future in the state.
All of those things you speak about, I mean, they're definitely challenges. Do you have any specific plans, ideas for addressing them?
Yeah, I mean, this governor has left the state in poverty. He's given $1.3 billion of tax subsidies away to the oil industry, these tax credits. $1.3 billion. And if we had that money here, we could have a bigger PFD than he's ever paid. We could have school funding instead of letting school funding lag $120 million behind inflation. We could have a construction budget so people could work on ports and runways and the construction and energy projects we need in the state. We could be putting the state back together, but instead this governor has decided to give that money away to the oil industry, plead poverty, and say we can't have anything. And 20,000 more people have left Alaska than have moved here since he's been governor. He's sort of created a state of like a last person here, turn the lights out. And I just believe in creating opportunity for people. I had a chance growing up in foster care. I became successful enough. And I think everybody deserves the right to a good school, good job training, a good university if they want to go to a university, financial aid if they can't afford a university. You should be able to succeed in the state whether you're born rich or poor. And this governor really just cares about outside corporations that are taking money away from the state.
Where do you see all this money coming from to pay for all these things?
We have one of the weakest oil tax systems in the country. So I would get rid of the $1.3 billion this state gives away to some of the largest corporations in the world in the form of oil tax subsidies. We should get a fair share for our oil so we can fund our schools, so we can fund a construction budget, so we can build energy projects, so we can move this state forward, so we could do job training. This should be a state that people see a future in, and right now people don't see a future. And it's the difference between this governor giving away $1.3 billion to the oil industry or keeping it here so we can fund our schools and fund a university and fund job training and fund a future for people in this state. And that is the difference between me and this governor. With the money that he's giving away to the oil industry, we could have a bigger dividend than he has ever paid. But he has instead turned people who want a dividend against people who want good schools, against people who want a university, against people who want a marine highway. He has decimated the marine highway. Thank God for some of the people that have blocked some of his plans, but he tried to cut 80% out of the operations budget for a marine highway because he doesn't care about Southeast travel. He cares about his own travel in Wasilla.
And I'm glad you brought up the Alaska Marine Highway System. I was going to ask you about that. What are your views on it, your understanding of its importance to Southeast Alaska?
As a legislator, I always took the lead from Southeast legislators because, look, in South Central, our roads are subsidized. It's not like they pay for themselves. And in the Southeast and in coastal communities, the Marine Highway obviously needs support, just like roads get support. This is the way people get their goods for businesses. So the Marine Highway is necessary for business. It keeps costs down, and it's needed for people who don't have the money to get on a charter flight every single time they want to travel between community and community. Ketchikan is hurt when people from other communities can't come into Ketchikan to buy things. People in Southeast are hurt when they can't travel. The Marine Highway is a crucial part of this state's transportation system and is cheaper because we cannot build a road system in Southeast. So I've always been a supporter of the Marine Highway. The governor tried to cut 80% of its funding his first year in office, and that's what he'll do again if he gets reelected.
Do you have thoughts on how it should be structured? If there should be a Marine Highway Corporation, if it should be taken out of the Department of Transportation, how do you see it functioning?
The bigger thing on the Marine Highway is that it needs stable funding. We can't have a governor who, in his first year, proposed an 80% cut to the Marine Highway, so it would have been decimated. That's the most important thing. But really, the second most important thing is I don't think the Marine Highway is well served under the Department of Transportation. That agency is a mess. I think it should have an autonomous way to put forward its funding and construction proposals. We don't have enough ferries in the Marine Highway. This governor wanted to use the federal relief money we're getting just to save the state money, and then a lot of people came in and said, no, that's needed to maintain and repair and construct the ferry system that we need. The state can't sort of duck out on its responsibility to pay for operations. Hopefully that will happen.
You speak about wanting to create jobs, really build up the economy and have jobs created. Are there specific industries that you see could be built upon? Are there specific jobs you'd like to promote?
The university is crucial to creating jobs across the state. Certainly there's a mixed economy in Southeast of tourism and fishing, and even some remaining logging that exists in Southeast. These are things that we can do. We just need to make sure we protect our fishing streams. You know, I use the Pebble Mine as the example of what we cannot have. This governor is one of the last people in the state that supports the Pebble Mine. You cannot have a toxic, massive mine at the headwaters of our fishing streams. You know, there's some mines that are being proposed, considered on Prince of Wales Island that make sense. They're underground mines. They're not the kind of mines that will dump toxins into our fisheries. So, look, it's going to be a variety of things. I think with good internet, places like Ketchikan and places in the Southeast can become work-at-home communities for people who work for companies that are located outside. There's a lot we can do. But the easiest thing we can do is protect our schools so we don't fire teachers. We can have a construction budget so we can put people back to work again. When people work, they have money to spend at local businesses. When you cut the construction budget by 75%, like it's been done since 2014, you cost the state about 4,000 jobs. Those are people who can't shop at a restaurant, can't go to a local store, can't hire a local contractor. This is all related to the fact that the state is pleading poverty because it's given away $1.3 billion in oil revenue to the oil industry in the terms of unjustifiable oil company tax subsidies. And this state needs to be a sovereign state, not one run by the oil industry. We can be partners with the oil industry, equal partners, but we cannot be junior partners, and that is making the state poor.
You've spoken about job creation and education and improving the economy. Are there other issues that are important to you that help people understand better about yourself?
Sure. I mean, number one, you know, my childhood informs me. I grew up in foster care, and I believe that whether you're born rich or poor, you should have a chance to succeed in this world. That means financial aid if you can't afford job training or you can't afford college. It means that not everybody can pick themselves up by their bootstraps all by themselves. Not every child can do that. I'm also a fisherman. I believe fish find Alaskans, and we have to make sure that, number one, we don't dump toxins into our fishing waters with unregulated mines. And I also believe that outside factory trawlers have to be regulated, you know. Over 1,000 tons of halibut were dumped dead into the bottom of the Bering Sea last year by outside factory trawlers. We can't afford to have outside trawlers like that decimate the fisheries that our local fishermen rely on. Halibut migrate. Salmon migrate, obviously. And to have limits that allow outside factory trawlers to dump over 1,000 tons of dead fish to the bottom of the ocean, I don't think is a sustainable future. We need to protect our fisheries.
Okay, and I know you need to catch a flight. Just in the end, is there anything else that you would like to add?
You know, I believe we need to take control of the state again. By giving $1.3 billion away to the oil industry, we have no money to do anything. And kids suffer, seniors suffer. This governor has tried to cut senior benefits. He's tried to raise taxes on local communities by not paying the state's legally required school bond debt reimbursement payments. You know, inaction and sort of his allegiance to pebble mine executives and oil company executives, they hurt the state. And I'd rather represent people and make sure people have a voice in the state.